If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
819, I want to say thanks to all the local resources and emergency managers who are working behind the scenes nonstop, really. And one of them is John Ward with Clay County, and he was just delivering a briefing. We were able to peel him away for a couple of minutes for an update for all of our friends who live in Middleburg and Green Cove Springs and Fleming Island and Orange Park throughout Clay County. John, thanks for taking a few minutes out. What's the general update that you all are offering today from Clay County?
So really, it's just, you know, really marching forward. We're connected at the hip with our partners from the Department of Health, sitting right across the table of them, working as this continually impacts Clay County. We're continually planning and implementing our plans to respond to this. And then the next thing we're doing is we're really looking towards the human services lift in this and getting commodities in to support our food banks as their commodities dwindle. We're getting commodities pushed out to them so we can help them feed our community.
Is that going to be a need that will evolve as early as this weekend, or is it still some time off?
I think the need is arising, sir. I think with the hospitality industry being closed, we're starting to see it. We're starting to see a slowly increase in the numbers that are coming to the food banks. I've got a human services team that's communicating daily with them and making sure they have what they need to continue to support the community.
What are you hearing about hospital bed space at some of the medical facilities there? We've been hearing from UF Health Jacksonville and some of the others that there's plenty of available space, but there is growing concern about what a surge could look like.
So, obviously, as the numbers are going to grow, and what we're trying to do is not let people get tied around the numbers. Those numbers are going to increase, and they're going to change daily. But we are communicating with our hospital partners. They are not at a surge yet, but we are planning and what that surge looks like. The state is working with our partners in the city of Jacksonville to stand up that regional alternate care site if become needed. That would be the first regional care site, and then they'd look to open more as needed.
You're talking about the one at the Prime Osborne Convention Center?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. How about supplies, the personal protective equipment like the N95 masks and respirators? What are you hearing from the hospitals and from the Department of Health on where you're at in Clay County?
So we are dwindling down, as many are, and we are really working with our nursing homes, pushing what minimal supplies we get in from the state. This is really a worldwide, nationwide event, so those supplies are dwindling, unfortunately. So we are pushing the CDC's alternate guidance out for what, if you don't have an N95, what does that look like? You know, do you make a mask? Do you make a gown? Those type things is the guidance we're pushing out now, because we want our key nursing staff, first responders, all the people that are boots on the ground in this, to be cared for so they're not spreading and they're not carrying it home to their families.
The virtual learning will begin in a matter of days. How is that preparation looking?
So in speaking with the school district, I don't want to go too deep into it, but they've been deploying the Chromebooks, and I'm hearing it's going phenomenal. And they're building that plan, getting ready to launch next week. But so far, they're doing the Chromebook deployment, which the team under Superintendent Broski and Jeremy Bunkley, who's the IT director, have been doing a phenomenal job of working with the school administrators and getting the Chromebooks out to the respective kids so they can start doing their distance learning next week.
John, sadly, Clay County losing two more folks yesterday, and so the death toll confirmed at least is up to four. On a national scale, we see the numbers doubling just about every 3 days. Is that a concern at the local level too?
I think any of these numbers you see is a concern, whether it's a death or whether it's a case. That is a concern, and this is why we're pushing to our citizens. Don't get complacent. Continue the social distancing. Do not get in groups of, you know, 10 or larger. We're pushing that out. Our cases are rising slower than what it was expected, and that's because our citizens are doing their job by doing, but we still see small groups that are kind of not adhering to that information, and we're just asking citizens. This is going to be a few weeks that we're dealing with this, so please keep your social distance and do not get into those large gatherings, that type of thing.
I know time is really valuable. I appreciate you carving out a couple of minutes, John, and thanks to everyone who's working hard behind the scenes, from law enforcement to public works and schools and administrators and hospitals and everything throughout our community. John Ward with Clay County Emergency Management, 824.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.